More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. It is going to be a funny weekend in Milwaukee. Actually, it's already a funny time because the 9th annual Milwaukee Comedy Festival is already underway. The festival features 4 days of live performances, including stand-up, improv, sketch, and musical comedy acts. It bills itself as the largest comedy event in Wisconsin, and it brings in acts from around the nation and a lot of local talent as well. It kicked off yesterday. It runs through Sunday at Next Act Theater. Milwaukee Comedy Festival founder and producer Matt Kemple and co-producer Patrick Schmitz visited recently with WUWM's Rachel Owens. Kemple talked about how the festival has evolved since its founding 9 years ago.
It was just kind of an experiment to see if we could bring a bunch of fun people together. And I think as a joke, we called it the first annual Milwaukee Comedy Festival, and people loved it. So we're like, okay, we got to do this again.
Yeah.
Great. And this is its 9th year, right?
Yeah, cool. 9 years.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that most people, if you say comedy, I work in comedy, most people would think of stand-up. Is that right? Or
a lot. Yeah, most people do. Some people think of Saturday Night Live or something like that, but it's generally a stand-up production. So that's one thing that's really important to us is we just love all styles of comedy. And Patrick and I both have a pretty heavy improv background. So being able to include different styles of comedy for people to offer a real variety is exciting for us because audiences are exposed to new things and they end up finding something they like they didn't know they liked or discovering something new they didn't know existed.
And you're going to be having musical comedy, like you said, improv, sketch. For people who haven't seen those other forms, could you give us just a little taste of what those are like?
Sure. I think they taste like apples, if I remember correct. Well, sketch comedy can be most compared to something like Saturday Night Live or Mad TV, where it's skits or sketches that are shorter and put together sometimes with a common theme or something like that. Improv means it's all done right then and there. It's all made up on the spot. They don't write those scenes down ahead of time. That would be sketch. And then stand-up, of course, is normally a single person with a microphone telling jokes.
And something unique with the improv, especially as long form, isn't seen a lot in Milwaukee. It's definitely getting bigger, but you know, we have Comedy Sports, which is short form, but we have a lot of long form groups that come in, and long form meaning they just get a word from the audience and they go. You know, they just improvise a whole story, or they'll do a number of improvised scenes or whatever it is. But
40 minutes, and you know, somebody gets a word like toaster, and then you develop an entire scene. You know, hopefully not just about a toaster. Hopefully it's about the people around that toaster and the relationship between them. But it can be really fun to see something that's never happened before, you know, and we cram all that into 9 shows this year.
Something like that.
It's hard to remember.
Yeah.
And yeah, for people who haven't seen improv, I've done a little bit of that myself, just taking classes, and it's incredibly difficult. Like, people might expect just a game, but people who are really good at it, they're really developing, like you said, a mini movie right in front of you.
Mm-hmm. I like to think of improv especially, but comedy as a genre is really a muscle that needs to be exercised. So the more that you exercise that muscle, the better you get. So, you know, you put a show on, you want to make sure you exercise that muscle a lot. The same way that a marathon runner wouldn't just start running, you need to kind of build up to that. And you learn skills along the way, and it gets a little easier.
A lot of people are surprised to find out that there are rules to improv. And sometimes it can fall into a more formulaic style, unfortunately. But, you know, the challenge is to not do that and to try to always make it true improv. But, you know, you kind of fall into characters that maybe you've done before, you know, situation of the roommate moving out, you know, the scene about the divorce, you know, so you see a lot of that. But then how do you make that different in your own style, which is a nice thing to see people take on that and put it in a different light. And yeah, I mean, improv is theater. Ideally, it's like you said, we're putting together a mini movie or a play and they're building a story and there's a plot and a through line and fully developed characters. And that's the challenge of long form improv, is to make that work and then to be funny on top of that.
Hopefully. We're very fortunate because, like Patrick mentioned earlier, the long form scene in Milwaukee is getting a lot stronger. We have some really fantastic performers in town, but we're also bringing people in that are real true experts in the form from all over the country. So for all of us to come together and, you know, play around a little bit on stage and see some really great things that nobody has ever seen before, it's It's just exciting.
Yeah, I'm curious about the comedy scene in Milwaukee in general, especially I would think a lot of people might feel it's kind of in the shadow of a major city like Chicago. How do you see the Milwaukee and the Wisconsin comedy scene?
I think it's grown so much over the years, and I think the Comedy Fest has a little bit to do with that, but also there's just a lot more opportunities now than there was 10 years ago, and there's a lot of ways that people can find each other. You know, it's a lot easier to jump on Facebook and find some people you might be able to do some comedy with as opposed to 10 years ago where, I don't know, maybe you'd send postcards to people or something. But it's exciting to see. It used to really be an underground scene and nobody really knew about it. You'd like to have to know somebody to know about the shows. And now it's really great. There's stuff happening every week in town that's comedy related and various improv and sketch shows and stand up. And so it's really cool.
So about, what would you say, maybe about half of the performers are coming from out of town or out of state?
I think that's about right.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah.
Or last year, definitely more. And this year we brought it a little bit more Milwaukee heavy. But that's because a few groups have popped up that are really good recently.
Yeah.
So
it's exciting for us to kind of reflect on previous years and see, like, there's some groups like Broad Minded, an all-women's sketch comedy group in town. They've been a part of every single Comedy Fest, and their very first show was the very first Comedy Fest. So It's kind of cool to watch them grow over the years. But then also you see different groups form and different groups break apart and form other groups. It's sort of like bands break up and form super groups or things like that. So this year we were really excited because there's just such a strong presence of great comedic talent in town. Made our job a little easier.
I've realized that with a lot of comedy that many times people are so in the moment that what they're doing for them, they get so enveloped in their role that seems like they're not trying to be funny, but what they're doing by contrast is so funny because they're so sincere about it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I teach improv and I have been teaching it at First Stage for quite a while, almost 12 years now. And I always ask my students, you know, for improv, what are we essentially doing up here? And they'll always say, well, we try to make the audience laugh. I said, well, okay, let's put that to the side. Yes, humor is a big part of improv comedy. But I have to tell them and remind them constantly, we're here to make connections with people on stage. Like Matt said, the scene's not about the toaster. It's about the people and what's going on in this story and the reactions and the honest and organic situations and the organic reactions to the actions and so on and so forth. The best way to put it, and one of the teachers at Second City said this, improv, it's not people doing funny things. It's funny people doing things.
Yeah.
So the people, I mean, we as human beings are already funny. If you just go up and act honestly and you're true to your character, there's going to be some humor there because the audience can be able to relate to that and go, oh, my gosh, I've been there. And, oh, I wish I could have said that to my boss, or I wish I could have done that, and so on and so forth.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely agree. I think it's actually funnier to be more realistic. If there's a scene and somebody comes in and says, oh, hey, the barn's on fire. You know, okay, great, thanks, I'll see you later. You know, there's nothing really exciting that comes out of that. But if somebody comes screaming onto the stage, acting as if there really is a barn on fire and we got to do something, that can create some amazing, funny moments. So to try to be funny in a scene like that can actually be the reverse and you end up being up there and nobody's laughing. But to be true to that situation and like Patrick said, you have a funny person in a crazy situation, there's going to be some comedy that comes out of it. So that you act truthfully, like what would you really do if the barn was on fire? Okay, great. Let's do that and let's see what happens on stage.
What is the mission beyond just getting people in to see some good comedy?
I mean, for us, I think it really comes down to wanting to connect with other people and connecting other comedians with other comedians and bringing people in from out of town and seeing, you know, hey, how does somebody do this in Boston? How does somebody do this in South Carolina? How does that differ from the style that Milwaukee is creating? So for us, I think it's really important to foster the comedy community and to create an environment that's just a lot more positive. The whole reason that I do comedy, some people get political, some people get really religious, some people give money to the poor. I can't do those things, but I can bring joy to people's lives, then to me, that's what makes it all worth it. So I feel like that's really the underlying mission of what we do, is to really try to spread joy in a positive way, and to do it in a fun way. You know, there's a way to put a festival on that can be a money-hungry promotion, and then there's a way to put a festival on that the way that we do it is we're really trying to connect with the performers. We're trying to have the audience and the performers have as much fun together as possible. It's not just somebody's up on stage doing a job and they don't care if they do their job well or not. It's all about the audience having the best experience possible and the performers being up there and wanting to be there.
All of these performances are happening at Next Act Theater?
Mm-hmm. Yep, right in Walker's Point. It's a beautiful venue, and for me personally, I think it's one of the best venues in town. It's just so intimate, but you can fit a nice number of people in there, and I mean, you can whisper on stage and everybody can hear it. It's great. So for comedy, being able to feel that energy from the audience is really important. So in a venue like that, it's great.
Is there going to be a lot of opportunities for audience participation?
Not really. There will be plenty of opportunities for the audience to be able to interact with the comedians in the lobby and be able to talk to people about comedy. There might occasionally be somebody that's pulled up on stage for their will, not anybody pulled up against their will. We don't want to make anybody uncomfortable.
Which is one of our
it's a common question.
Popular answer as to why people won't go to a comedy show. They're afraid of getting, I don't want to get called up on stage. I don't want the audience, or I don't want them coming out to me and sitting on my lap and doing any. So we understand that some people, they don't like that. As funny as it might be for the audience to see this person be extremely uncomfortable, this is what some people are dreading and then concludes to them not wanting to ever come to a show. So we're very conscious of, and Comedy Sports also does a really good job of that, of never forcing anyone up on stage at their own will.
It needs to be fun for everybody, not fun for everybody but that guy that's getting picked on.
And what about if people are really inspired by this festival, they see a show and then they want to get involved with comedy here in Milwaukee, what would you recommend for people?
Well, I can plug my website if that's okay.
Sure.
So MilwaukeeComedy.com has information on not just the shows that I produce, but shows all over town. So there's a news tab on there. You can click on the news tab and see information about all sorts of really awesome comedy shows. And then there's also a Learn Comedy tab and things like that, so comedians can figure out how to connect with other comedians. There's helpful advice as far as like starting out, checking out open mics, things like that.
Is there one thing that you guys really enjoy more than anything else?
I'll be honest. I'm at a point now where I love producing and putting up shows. Because getting a compliment like, hey, you were really funny up there, obviously that's a great compliment to get. But when you get a compliment like, thank you so much for putting this together, this is like the best day of the year for something like Sketch 22 I do twice a year, they'll say this is always my favorite day of the year. And to get a compliment like that where it's like, wow, I was responsible for somebody's, you know, participation and happiness in that way. And I think that's a big reason Matt and I like working together, because we make those opportunities, whether it's teaching workshops, supplying a place for it, putting together an event like the festival.
There is sort of this like magic moment as a producer where all the work is done and you're sort of exhausted, but you're having a great time and you're standing there and you see all those performers up there are having a great time. The audience is in stitches from laughing so much and you're like, oh, this is why I do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
There's worse ways to spend your day, I think. So,
right.
Yeah, I would totally agree. For me, I really love working with other people. I love putting the puzzle pieces together and seeing it all kind of end up being something people want to be a part of.
Well, Matt and Patrick, thank you so much for coming in to talk about the Milwaukee Comedy Festival, the 9th annual, and wish you lots of great luck going into it this year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Matt Kempel is founder and producer of the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. Patrick Schmitz is co-producer. They spoke with WUWM's Rachel Owens. The festival runs through Sunday. You'll find a link to the schedule at WUWM.com/Lake Effect. One last break, and then a Lake Effect essayist and pretty funny guy himself weighs in on the latest impromptu debate over the importance of art in our culture. That's when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.